diverse, underprivileged. I guess this is kind of a combination word. I'd say up and coming.
Can you kind of describe why you chose those words?
Well, I guess diverse because I couldn't think of a better word, but it has like a very strong Latino influence, very strong Latin community. But it's diverse in the sense that it's not all mainly Caucasians. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a very important part of Santa Ana.
That's cool.
Underprivileged, I would say, because it's not the most wealthy area.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very family-friendly place. There's lots of families and they stay together. It's not a very wealthy neighborhood. The jobs aren't middle-class jobs. They're all kind of like minimum-wage jobs over there. And it was also, it used to have a lot of like gang influence. So it used to be a pretty dangerous place to live, so it's underprivileged in that way. It's getting better, but I'm sure it's not the safest neighborhood either. And then up-and-coming, I would say up-and-coming because it's getting better. People realize that there's a lot of people here and that it's a good place to go. And so people are investing money in Santa Ana, and now more people are coming to Santa Ana, and it's a more interesting place to go to. Like, there's this artist village they call the Artist Village. It's a very kind of like hip and trendy place to go, but it's a very small area. It's like less than a block.
What exactly is your ethnicity?
Caucasian, a quarter German, and something else. So it's hard to tell.
Cool.
But I just identify mostly as, I would just say, white.
Did you live in Santa Ana your whole life?
Yeah, up until about 22 years old.
What was your home life like? Like, did you live with your mom and dad and any siblings? Was it very open or?
It was mom, dad, sister. It was nice growing up because it's like a very family place. There's lots of families there as opposed to just like new couples. It's parents with several kids. That's usually what you find. Or sometimes you find several families in the same house.
Really?
And so there's lots of kids. So growing up, there's always a lot of kids on the street. You could always play. Like you could play baseball with a whole team or play football with a whole team instead of just playing one-on-one basketball or something.
Yeah.
So that was nice. There's lots of families. Sometimes, you know, you have mom and dad and then there's the kids, but then a lot of times there's aunts and uncles, there's cousins all in the same house, or, you know, you have aunts and uncles or cousins that aren't related to, but it's like, you know, you have your neighbor, but, you know, the families are close. They become close, so then you consider them an aunt or an uncle.
Did you feel lucky to live in Santa Ana? Were you happy to live there? Did you find yourself wishing you had grown up somewhere else? Or
that's a good question. I guess it wasn't as nice as some other areas, but what I thought was lucky for me was that I was Caucasian in a predominantly Latin community, so I kind of stood out. Going to school in Santa Ana, there was a predominantly Latin community, so teachers looked at me differently, which is kind of unfortunate because you'd like to think of teachers as being 100% unbiased and giving everybody an equal opportunity, but I know that teachers always thought of me as smarter just because, probably because I was Caucasian, because I, you know, I never really did anything special to prove to them that I was smarter, but I just was given this benefit of the doubt. I played football, you know, I stood out in that aspect. There was a lot of like Lopez's and Garcia's and Martinez, and then you'd hear Chamberlain, and it's like, you know, it kind of stands out.
Yeah.
And so I was probably given the opportunity to play football just because most of the football team was Latino, and so they were like kind of shorter and smaller, and so. And so because I was a little bit taller and bigger, like, I was able to play football. So I might not have been able to play football if I didn't live in Santa Ana. So I guess I'm lucky in that way. But I wasn't lucky in the sense that it wasn't the nicest area. Like, it wasn't a very beautiful neighborhood with wonderful homes. It's less fortunate that way.
Did you ever feel ashamed in a sense because of that?
I don't think I was ever ashamed of Santa Ana, but it wasn't necessarily something I was tremendously proud of.
Mm-hmm. So you said it was gang related then? Was it
there was
a strong influence of gang, or was it just kind of here and there?
I would say it was more than just here and there. But what makes it hard for me to say is that I was never influenced because I wasn't their target. Like, people didn't see me and think, okay, we want that guy in our gang. Because, right. like, they wanted people who were like them. Like, the Latinos wanted other Latinos. And so, on the flip side, Latinos might look at other people and go, oh, that guy might be in this rival gang. So, people might look at a Latino walking down the street and go, oh, he might be in a gang. Mm-hmm. Whereas people would look at me and they go, oh, he's not in a gang, obviously. He's not. So I was never targeted, but, you know, you would always hear about, like, gang shootings, and like some, you know, it used to be a lot worse where you would hear shootings frequently.
Right. Really?
Like, not just hear them on the news, but like you would actually hear the gunfire.
Outside your house.
Yeah. It occurred, but it wasn't a very strong influence on me personally because I was never, nobody ever tried to recruit me, nobody ever thought, nobody ever mistook me for being part of a gang.
Did you ever feel unsafe in your house because of the shootings or?
Probably not necessarily in my house, but like just walking the streets, I know that, you know, sometimes you can, you know, you definitely see who's behind you, and you're definitely very wary. You hear what's going on, you see somebody coming towards you, you know, you make sure that things are going okay. And so walking the streets at night, you're cautious. You're not necessarily fearing for your life, but you're definitely cautious. It's getting better now, but if I was a female, then it probably would have been even scarier. If I was younger, it would probably even scarier. But now that I'm an adult, it's less intimidating. That's the nature of Santa Ana, is that it's not a safe place. Maybe we're just oblivious to it, but, but it's not something that really impacted us that much.
Were you comfortable with kind of like assimilating with the Latino community, or?
I was pretty comfortable because I was always treated fairly. I was never treated negatively because I was Caucasian. Whereas if the shoe were on the other foot, if I went to a predominantly white school and I was a Latin American coming into a predominantly white school, I had a feeling that there would be this feeling of superiority of the whites over that Latin kid, so then there would be this negative impact on that Latin kid. Yeah. Whereas with me, there was no sense of superiority. I was treated well and I was respected. And so, I guess to some probably minor extent, not speaking Spanish, you know, that kind of hindered me because it kind of discluded me from certain conversations and certain things.
Where did you work?
I worked at Target, so there was a lot of like Latin American customers coming in. Speaking Spanish would have been helpful, but I didn't, so I did the best I could. I guess working there, it was different because they bought different things. Like, if you take a lower income family and a higher income family, they're going to buy different things. Like, the higher income family might buy nicer things, they might buy better cars, they might buy better appliances. Or if you take a lower income family, then, you know, they got to make the best of what they can. When we tried to get people, because working at Target, they want you to get people to sign up for credit cards or sign up for programs, or, you know, it's a business, so they want to try and get people's money. So it was different because we were targeting an audience that has less money.
You think growing up like around the Latin community affected you in any way, or like shaped who you are now?
I'm sure it did. I'd like to hope that it made me more open-minded, that, you know, kind of less sheltered. Maybe I was influenced to learn, or pressured to learn a little bit of Spanish. Growing up in Santa Ana, I was kind of pressured to learn Spanish. So I guess that's influenced me.